If you eat at a Tom Douglas restaurant, you will no longer have to worry about the end-of-meal tip math. Douglas is replacing tipping with a 20% service charge, with the change coming first to the Dahlia Lounge, Palace Kitchen, and the Carlisle Room next month.
For me, this new raise, and just let's use round numbers. Let's say the minimum wage was $10, and now it has to go to $15. So I have this new wage of almost 500 of my employees that I have to do. And that increase, that from 10 to 15, is more than I make in profit. I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. I wouldn't be able to pay my debt service, all those things that you have to do as a business owner. So, and I can't take their tips. Even I just can't take their tips to put against that. That's called a tip credit, and the state does not recognize tips as wages. Now, my argument to the state was, well, you make me pay all my unemployment taxes on it. The IRS makes them pay their federal taxes on it. It's dealt with as wages, but they wouldn't recognize it as a wage to put against the new minimum wage, which is, I argued for it, but fine. That's just the way it is.
So yeah, you were against this version of a $15 minimum
exactly.
wage plan.
I was for 15, but I was, there's two things that I didn't like. One is the no tip credit for companies of my size. Smaller companies have a tip credit for the next 7 years. And I was also against it being mandated at first, but it turned out that I was just wrong there. You know, I did this a couple of years ago in the back of the house, and nobody followed suit. And I just thought, well, it's going to have to be mandated if these valuable workers are ever going to make a livable wage. So in the world of service charge, I can control that money, and I can put that service charge against minimum wage. Does that make sense? So basically, to me now, instead of a waiter getting a tip, they're going to get a commission. Same idea, but commissions are considered wages.
So when I pay you a 20% service charge, you distribute it how?
Exactly. So we have committed that it says on the bottom, it's going to say on the bottom of our menu starting February 1st that the house gets the 100% of the service charge. The house guarantees that 100% of that is going to be returned to the employees in either wages, benefits, or commissions, right? So now instead of me going out of business or having to raise my prices 20%, I can put that commission against the minimum wage, and then it doesn't change the waiter's wage. It might buy a dollar or two either side of things. Our models are very different depending on the night, but it doesn't really change the waiter's wage at all. And that's where the big confusion is. Everyone's thinking somehow or another these waiters that are making $35 to $50 an hour are somehow now moving back to $15 an hour. That's just the base wage. That's the state and city mandated base wage. So it's a little bit confusing, and I can see why there's some people. If you look at the blogs, everyone's accusing me of being some bazillionaire restaurateur. I don't know if you can see my clothing. It's not quite that way. And that I'm just stealing all this money. I mean, if we were treating our people badly, and if this was something like I'm taking away $35 an hour, giving them $15, do you think they would stay for 1 second?
Some restaurant owners in Seattle and servers say good riddance to tipping, that to get a tip, the server has to bow and scrape and put up with sexist behavior, hope mm-hmm. the customer likes them, hope likes their race. Who knows?
Yeah.
So you like the idea of tipping just being a memory in America?
I like the idea of being responsible for my experience that I'm offering you. And then I'm charging you a certain amount of money for it. You pay it. If you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it. And that experience is really paramount to what I do every day, right? People call me and say, I had a great dinner last night. It was my 25th wedding anniversary. It was so awesome. I couldn't be more proud that people chose us for that occasion. I want it to be perfect. So this gives me a little bit more control in that area. And it's pretty darn simple. Money back guaranteed, 100% we've committed on paper, in writing. It's the law. You have to say it. 100% goes right to the staff. I'm not making a nickel more. The state's making a couple of shekels more, but not me. And I think overall it's going to be a good thing.
What are your servers saying?
Our servers are scared. Many of them trust us because we've earned that trust over 26 years. But a lot of them are scared that it's changed. You know how change is for some people. They're very nervous about it. So we just want to make sure that our waiters come out whole.
You are a leader in the restaurant industry in Seattle. one of the big
ones. Proud of that.
Yeah.
You know, we've been good business people downtown for a long time.
Are you leading the way? Is this the way you want to see all of Seattle go?
Actually, Renee's group has led the way. They're the ones who took the plunge on this early on, and we've talked with them and asked them the pitfalls, the ups and downs, the customer responses. And so I'm happy to be the biggest group to kind of move this direction. I'm fine with that, and we're getting tons of comments. And through it's interesting, through our website, the people that know us and our customer base, it's 95% positive. Through the other media sources like the Seattle Times or the Stranger, the vitriol is ridiculous. I mean, it's probably 50-50, if not less than positive. I'm a big guy. I got big shoulders. You know, if these guys want to put me out of business, go for it. Yeah, it is what it is. And this is – we've looked at this for a long time. We feel like it's the fairest thing for our team. And I'm really proud that we're finally made the leap.
So, Tom Douglas, you're at one of your restaurants or Walrus and Carpenter, mm-hmm. a similar kind of high-end restaurant that's doing a service charge and doing away with tipping.
Now, Walrus, by the way, has been doing this since April.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You had dinner. You had a nice experience. The server was really good. You know, it wasn't mind-blowing. It was you had a nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tip on top of the 20% service charge or not?
So for me personally, I went to Mollusk last night on Dexter Avenue. It's a new place. It's opened up with a 20% service charge, brand new restaurant. I had my dinner at the bar. I got my check. It had 20% included. I put a slash through the tip line and signed my bill, and I was done. So I did not leave anything extra.
Your basic good meal, you're satisfied, you walk away.
Before last night, I would have added 20%. They already added it for me. It's the same thing to me.
If I am a career waiter, mm-hmm. and I pride myself on being great at it and making a pretty darn good living doing it, you know, don't I feel deflated that, what's the incentive for me being great?
Go ask somebody at Nordstrom who's selling shoes or selling a dress. What do they do every day? They don't make a tip. They make a commission, and they get excited. The more they sell, the more commission they make, and the better they treat their customers, the more the customers come back and buy another dress. This is exactly the same thing. There's no less incentive to be good at what you do, and in a funny way, it's even more noble, I think, because they're not at the whim of everybody who happens to sit down in the section, whether that person is a seasoned, traveled, veteran dining person or somebody who goes out to kind of throw their money around and be the boss. So I think it's a more equitable approach. It's a more professional approach. And like I said, at the end of the day, in 3 or 5 years, whenever the whole system evens up between small restaurants and large restaurants, I love to see this thing move to just menu prices and be done with it. You know, there's no tipping at all. And then if you want to leave $20 on the table, go for it. And all the better.
Tom Douglas saying goodbye to tipping, starting at 3 of his Seattle restaurants. He'll be charging you a 20% service charge and then split that up among his employees. That change starts on February 1st. This is KUOW's The Record.